This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
Holiday traveling, usually a fun topic, but following the recent Paris terrorist attacks and the states of emergency in Europe and other events, including a State Department travel warning, we wanted to see how the travel industry has been affected by some of these events. Now, to talk about that, our guest is Dan Sullivan, President and CEO of Colette of Pawtucket. Dan's a travel industry veteran, and thanks for coming in to talk to us. As we're recording this a few days prior to airing, have you noticed, are people changing their travel plans? Are they canceling trips, maybe changing destinations?
No, it's obviously this has just happened. I think people are waiting to see what's going to happen. But it's not a travel warning. It's a travel alert, which basically says, be cautious. Every year since 2011, there's been, like in 2011, there were two travel alerts. It was one of our best years ever. So it's just being cautionary. Travel warning means don't go. The State Department's saying we don't want you going to Egypt, let's say, when they had the issues in Egypt.
So now you had a couple of tours in Paris when the attacks happened, and you said people stayed on, right? They didn't come back home.
We had two tours in Paris, and when they're touring in Paris, obviously they don't know what's happening, and until later, and then the next day everything was shut down. But they stayed on. They went the following day and did this, you know, sightseeing, and went out and went to outside of Paris up to Giverny, and they stayed on till the end, and they were fine.
If someone has already made the commitment to travel to, we'll say, Paris, that area, and or is very serious about planning to go in the near future, what do you tell them?
If we thought anything was going to have any issue significance to a customer, we would cancel the tour. And they would get their money back with Colette. You have a waiver, and you can cancel for any reason up to 24 hours before, and we give them a cash refund. So they're always protected. So you've had a few cancellations. People are nervous, that's for sure. You know, some people, they may change going to Paris, and they might go to Switzerland, or they might go to Ireland, or they might go to the national parks.
Now, you've had tours to Egypt, other places in the Middle East, is that right?
Yes.
Are you still touring there, or are you a little bit cautious?
Egypt, after the travel warning to that destination, we stopped doing tours to Egypt because we didn't think it was safe, you know, and we'll do that anywhere in the world we don't think it's safe. We'll never put people or our employees, because keep in mind, they guided tours, so we always have an employee to guide it. So we were in touch with every customer that was in Paris within hours of that, the situations, the bombs going off in Paris. So the people always knew that we were right there with them, and our guide was on the ground with them, you know, so they know that we're going to take care and never put them in harm's way.
What kind of feedback are you getting from the people in Europe, in the Paris area that you deal with, the hotels, perhaps the tour guides there?
It's early, you know, because we're within the first week. So in this week, Thanksgiving week is a very slow week typically in the travel industry. Not for travel, people may be going away for Thanksgiving, but for booking. So activity is not strong. But obviously in Paris, they're not getting a lot of advanced bookings this week because of what's happening, and people are going to wait and see. So Paris numbers will be affected, certainly for the next few months, right through January, they're being hurt. However, there is a movement, I think, and you saw in Paris the next day, where people saying, I'm not letting this stop me. I'm going out, and you see Parisians walking the street and whatever. If you look at history, after there's an incident, there's 10 times the security. It's the safest time to go out and be in an area like that. So people know that when they look at that, and they know with the company, as such as Colette, they're not going to be put in harm's way.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. We're speaking with Dan Sullivan, President and CEO of Colette of Pawtucket.
Dan, do you find after incidents like this, do the number of people who are traveling remain the same? They just change where they're going? Or are you feeling like right now people are more on edge and you might actually see less travel?
Generally, those shift destinations, and they might go to what they perceive as they might go to the Canadian Rockies or to Nova Scotia or national parks. And Colette's got the flexibility we run tours to all seven continents. So someone might choose to go to Antarctica or New Zealand, you know, Australia, because they just today may say, you know, I'm going to wait. London, Paris is one of our most popular tours. France is very popular. They might say, I'm not going to go to Paris this spring. I'm going to go next spring. And or they might just delay it to later in the year. So they'll generally shift. But if somebody wanted to go to Paris, they will go back. Okay. It just might not be in the next month or 3 months.
A traveler who speaks the language, French, for example, and knows the culture, that's one set of circumstances. How about someone who is new to a particular area in terms of their own security around them? What should they be aware of?
Well, basically, when you're in a destination particular like Paris, most everyone speaks English, particularly all the tourist facilities. At all the tourist facilities and the hotels, they all speak English. So they never feel, oh, my God, I can't understand what people are saying. You know, and I go all over the world, all seven continents. And bottom line is, and I don't speak, I tell people I speak language as well. I don't really speak language as well, but I never have a problem communicating or understanding, nor do I guest.
And that's your one of the things you've been saying is that engagement with other people. You really find out that no matter what is happening in the security situation, when you deal with people, they're actually the interactions are generally pleasant, interesting, and people are helpful, right?
Generally, yeah. People are very helpful. And when you're in the destination, when you're traveling, of course, we're doing this all the time because we've had many events over the years from September 11 on, different events. And even some of the destinations we're not going to, there might be an event in Nairobi in Kenya, and we do a lot of tours, or Egypt. When our product manager is still going there, they never feel the threat. And they say, we should be going here. But it is sensationalized by the media. Obviously, you can't underplay what just happened in Paris. You can't underplay it. But bottom line is, when you're there, you always feel very comfortable.
Let's shift gears a little bit away from the European situation. Relations with Cuba are opening up now. Is there much interest in the Rhode Island Southeast Mass area in going to Cuba?
People want to go to Cuba. It's great. I've been there a number. I just got back actually a month ago from Cuba, and Cubans love Americans. You know, so when you go there, the perception of some is that, you know, that you walk in the streets and there's dangerous. You know, you never see, you know, you're very safe. They have very low crime. They have very educated people. You know, you get doctors that go to all the third world countries. You know, they're very well educated. I never have felt unsafe in Cuba.
What kind of paperwork does one need to go to Cuba?
They need a visa. Not a lot. You know, when you book them with a company like Colette, and there aren't a lot of companies who have the rights to go or the ability, because although there's no license, you need to go with people who are authorized to go to Cuba and who know what they're doing. But in saying that, it's great. You know, the people are it's not a lot of paperwork. It's easy. It's seamless. And when Americans go, they love it. And they realize, oh, my God, these Cubans, I love them. You know, they're great.
Okay. Dan Sullivan, president and CEO of Colette of Pawtucket, has been the guest on The Bottom Line this time around. Dan, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great, as always, to be here, Dave.
And I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.